Today's reading from Matthew is all about the beginning of something new. I know that might feel a little strange today because memorials feel like an ending, that we're somehow acknowledging the closing of a chapter in our lives. But these words that Linda chose for us, and all the words and all the hymns she chose, are not words that end chapters. They're words that start them. Jesus, in the Gospel according to Matthew, has begun his public ministry. In the chapters before today, we hear the story of Christmas. We watch as Jesus is baptized by John, and we witness as he calls Simon and Andrew, James and John to be his disciples. Matthew writes that Jesus is on the move, teaching and healing and proclaiming that God's kingdom is right here, right now. We don't hear the details about Jesus' message, not yet at least. Instead, we hear that the more Jesus teaches, the more he loves, the bigger the crowds get. The crowds get so big that he feels compelled to step aside. He hikes up a mountain, finds a comfortable spot, and sits down. The disciples and the crowd, though, they know where he's gone. I imagine that from the bottom of the mountain, in that dark valley the disciples and crowd found themselves in, they all looked up and they saw him. The crowd doesn't let Jesus be alone. They follow him, gather around the place where he sits, they encircle him. And these words from Jesus, they just come. Now, for those of you who might not know, I started my ministry here at Christ Lutheran Church almost 2 years ago. I remember the hustle and bustle of those first few days when I was starting my own new beginning here. I couldn't wait to get to know the amazing people of this community, and I couldn't wait for them to get to know me. And so, on my very first visit to someone's home, I found myself sitting in Linda's kitchen and getting to know her. We talked for over an hour, and I remember sitting there with a plate of pastries in front of me and a cup of coffee because that's who Linda was. She offered hospitality, and she made sure that the people who surrounded her were taken care of. Every time I saw her, even when her kitchen was completely gutted during a renovation, she always offered me something to drink and eat, making sure I took all the leftovers so that I could share some with my two young sons. And that care, that hospitality never stopped. Even in the weeks leading up to her death, Linda never stopped caring. She never stopped loving. Her heart was always on her family, her friends, her church, and her communities. She cared and she loved. And there's nothing that could ever take that away from her. When Jesus sits down on that mountain and finds the disciples and the crowds gathered around him, he does the only thing he knows how to do. He loves. He knows that his mission, his ministry, is a new beginning. He knows that the people gathered around him are witnessing something brand new. And so, in the Gospel according to Matthew, Jesus starts his public ministry by sharing everything. The Sermon on the Mount is his thesis, his vision statement, the grounding principles for what the kingdom of God is all about. And that kingdom doesn't match the world as we usually experience it. God's kingdom is a world where importance and prestige or in power isn't measured by wealth and might. It's measured by the amount of love and care we show one another. God's kingdom is a place where our broken hearts, where our loss and where our feelings of emptiness are not the final word of who we are or whose we are. We belong to Christ. We belong to God. We are loved. And there's nothing that can take that away from us. When I first sat across from Linda, her faith was right there, right out in the open. She knew Jesus. She felt Jesus in her life, and her faith felt, if I'm honest, like it was even stronger than mine. Jesus had her, and she had Jesus. Her faith flowed through her and out of her, impacting all of us, even if we didn't see it. Through Linda, Jesus was making his love known. Through Linda, God was changing our community and our world. Jesus didn't ask Linda to be perfect, he just asked her to love. He asked her to care like he cared. And when the people gathered around her, her family, her friends, her church, and even a brand new pastor who just happened to walk through her front door, all Linda could do was love. We are who we are because Linda was among us. And we know that Linda's care, Linda's hospitality, Linda's love, and all that made her who she is now basking in the eternal light of our glorious Lord forever and ever. Amen.